I was in that other place. It was a place of golden caverns where old men sat beside the way, frozen in time, alive but unable to move so much as an eyelash. Their insanity slashed the air like a million dueling razors. Some were covered with glittering webs of ice, as though a million fairy silkworms had spun them into cocoons of delicate threads of frozen water. An enchanted forest of icicles hung from the cavern roof. I tried to dash forward, past the old men, to get out of that place. I ran as you run in dreams, slowly going nowhere. And then the horror worsened as I realized that I knew some of those mad old men. I ran harder into the treacly resistance of animate evil laughter. I swung wildly at whoever was touching me, flung my hand under my pillow to recover the dagger hidden there. A powerful blow slammed my wrist as it came into the light. A strong voice snapped, "Morgan!" I focused. Uncle Doge stood over me. He looked grave, troubled. Ty Day stood near the foot of my bed, where he could take me from behind if I jumped up at Doge. Mother Gota stood in the doorway, agitated. Uncle Doge said, "You were screaming in a language none of us knows. We found you wrestling with the darkness when we arrived." I was having a nightmare.
"I know."
"Huh?
That was obvious. Sari was there."
For one instant, Mother Gota's face became a mask of rage. She muttered something softly and too quickly for me to follow, but I did catch the name Hong Tre and the word witch. Sara's grandmother Hong, long dead, was the only reason her family had accepted our relationship. Hong Tre had given her blessing. Kidam, Sara's grandfather, also gone now, had claimed his wife possessed the second sight. Perhaps. I had seen her forecasts work out during the siege of Dejigore. Mostly, they had been very sibylline, very vague, though. I had heard Sari described as a witch, too, on one occasion. "What is that smell?" I asked. The shakes had left me. Already I could recall details of the nightmare only through determined effort. "There a dead mouse in here?" Uncle Doge frowned.
"This was not one of your journeys through time?"
"No, it was more like a trip to hell."
"Do you wish to walk the path of the sword?"
The path was Doge's religion, his main reason for being, it sometimes seemed. "Not right away. I want to get this down while I still remember it all. It might be important." Some of it seemed familiar. I swung my feet to the floor, aware that I was still being scrutinized intently. There was a lot more of that now that Sari was gone. It was not yet time to make a point of it. I went to my writing area, settled and got to work. Uncle Doge and Ty Day found their wooden practice swords and began to loosen up on the other side of the room. Mother Gota continued to talk to herself as she got busy cleaning up. As long as she was in the mood, I even let her help with my mess, offering suggestions from the corner of my mouth just often enough to keep her simmering. Chapter 5. The great, dark, ragged square settled slowly through the air, rocking unpredictably in winter's icy breath. A screech of pain soared up above the complaints of the wind. Twice, the tattered carpet tried to set down atop the tower